She's alone in the world. Her eyes travel on and flit across the young black woman in 8C. She's wearing earbuds and has a big, curly afro that's been dyed pink at the ends. Irene freezes. She knows that face. The warmth of the woman's skin. The long eyelashes. The full pink lips. The intensity. Surely this can't be the same girl. The one who saved her life? The one she's wanted to thank for 10 years now? The captain announces takeoff, and Irene's forced to sit. From her jump seat, she stares at the woman until there's no doubt in her mind. As soon as the plane reaches cruising altitude, she goes over to the woman and kneels in the aisle next to her. "Miss," she says, and can't prevent her voice from shaking. The woman takes out her earbuds and gives her a hesitant smile. "This is going to sound so strange," Irene begins. She tells the woman about that day in New York, the gray bin, the Nirvana phone case, how she'd seen her every day. The woman watches her warily, not saying anything. Something like pain flits across her face. There's a history there. Nevertheless, Irene carries on. "You saved my life." "But I don't understand," the woman says. She has an accent, Caribbean and something else. Irene takes the woman's hand. The woman tenses but lets her take it. Curious eyes watch them from all around. "You left a message for me saying thank you. I don't even know what you were thanking me for." The young man in 7A peers between the seats. Irene catches his eye and frowns. He pulls away. She turns her attention back to the woman. "Do you remember me?" Irene asks. Suddenly it's very important to her that this girl, now woman, remember her. The question leaves her mouth and she becomes the old Irene, alone and afraid. Affected, but not affecting. Time hiccups, and Irene feels herself torn between two universes. She imagines that the plane disintegrates, first the floor, and then the seats, and then the metallic shell. She and the passengers are suspended in mid-air with nothing to hold them except possibility. Next, the passengers themselves shimmer and dematerialize. One by one, they flicker and vanish. Phantoms of a different history. All that remains now is Irene and this woman. "I remember you," the woman says. "My name is Natasha, and I remember you." The young man in 7A peers over the top of the seat. "Natasha," he says. His face is wide open and his world is full of love. Natasha looks up. Time stumbles back into place. The plane and the seats reform. The passengers solidify into flesh and blood and bone and heart. "Daniel," she says, and again, "Daniel." The end. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of The Sun Is Also a Star, by Nicola Yoon, read by Bonnie Turpin, Raymond Lee, and Dominic Hoffman. This program was directed by Linda Korn. Executive producer, Kelly Gilday. Text copyright 2016 by Nicola Yoon. Production copyright 2016, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.